Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Welcome today. With me in studio is Geralyn Glass. Geralyn is an internationally known singer, professor, sound healing practitioner, and crystal singing bowl master alchemist. She has a unique presence with her personal alchemy of classical music, meditation, and high vibrational sound. Geralyn is passionate about sound and music as tools of self-discovery and is the founder of Crystal Cadence, a place for song and sound healing, and active in the medical community, leading her popular crystal bowl meditations for cancer patients and working closely with the cancer support community in Southern California. She is out there in the world healing and bringing her music to so many hearts. Welcome, Geralyn, to the show today.
Thank you so much, Kara. What a joy and a pleasure to share time with you.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I think it's very exciting. I want to start in an easy place before we continue to deep dive into, I think both of us have the passion for voice, for sound healing, for the amazing opportunity that we all have to use music and our voice to heal. Let's start in a very easy place. Let's go back to your childhood. Did you sing a lot as a kid? And do you have a powerful vocal memory that you'd like to share with us?
Oh gosh, yes, I did. And I remember I grew up in Southern California, and I remember very vividly being 4 years old and being outside on the patio. And I love to just twirl around this post. And I remember singing and feeling this incredible pleasure and joy, what it felt like to use my own instrument. And I remember just feeling very strongly, this is where you're going to spend your life. And so it is.
Yeah, so it is. And I believe you started your career, you probably had a lot of voice classes and everything else, and you started a career on Broadway, and then you actually really established your classical career in Europe and sang in France, Spain, Belgium, Austria, and I just discovered you were also in Germany. So after all those years doing shows and doing, of course, being on tour, et cetera, what made you now come back to the States? You're in Los Angeles, I believe, and start that new path working with crystal bowls, crystal singing bowls, I should say.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, yes, I'd spent many, many years actually living in Germany and living and teaching and then singing all over Europe in various opera houses and classical concerts. And I always did some crossover work. So like, for example, at the Munich Philharmonic, we had a show for 3 years, I think, where we did, they built an ice rink actually on the stage of the Philharmonic. And we did kind of a contemporary thing where I sang an aria and then sang some lighter musical pieces or jazz pieces. So, yeah, it was a beautiful time. And then my son was born in Germany, and so he grew up speaking German and English, and then he learned Spanish. And I decided to come back to the States after I just made a decision to leave a long-year marriage and came back to the States and took a professorship at a university in Southern California and really began teaching here. I had taught at the Munich Conservatory, which was a wonderful experience. I love, as you know, sharing the information and the tools of how to unleash the power of your voice, how to sing from your authentic voice. And but really this path with the Singing Bowls happened, I heard them 14 years ago. So I heard them when I was living in Germany. I was traveling to the States with my mom, and I fell in love with the purity of the sounds that I heard. It was like when I heard those crystal bowls, it was like I was hearing the sound of my soul. I'm not really sure how to explain it, but there was a purity and an exquisiteness to the sound. And so I said to my mom, I'm going to buy a set. So I bought a set of seven bowls, and one corresponding to each of the notes of the chakra system, C, D, E, F, G, A, and B. And I brought them back to Germany and began using them with my students and began playing them with my family. And my son, he loved them. He was like, Mommy, play me my sound blanket. And he loved to just fall asleep with those sounds. They were so comforting and so, again, just they took you to a very deep place. And I noticed, Cara, that when a student had a blockage in their voice, I would ask them to just choose one of the bowls and hum with it, tone with it. And we worked with using their own voice with sort of in training and matching with the frequencies of the bowls. And lo and behold, their voice blockage would dissipate. And that was kind of my first experience with sound as healing. I mean, I knew as an opera singer that, you know, your voice is not mic'd. And so I knew that sound had a very profound, there was a profound experience when you allowed yourself to be this human instrument. But it was a really different experience with the singing bowls. And so that began this path that I'm on now. But the true expression of it, my son passed away 4 years ago, and there's never an easy way for me to say that. And when he was 12, he entered, maybe you know it, Jugendmusiziert. He entered this singing contest in Germany where they have a national contest. And I also had created a children's foundation in Munich where we were living at the time. And we did productions. We created original productions with children. And then the money that we brought in every year, which was about $30,000, we made a program of music therapy for children in Germany. And it was called Kids for Kids World Foundation. It was beautiful because the kids, and they were aged 8 to 22, and they became a family, and they became a family through music, and we really experienced everyone how music is the universal language and crosses all barriers and boundaries. And some of the kids were French or German or from abroad, and we became this family through music. And they learned that doing something they love to do in a team, they could help others. They could use their passions, and that passion could.
All right. Maybe you start with your son went into a voice change. So anybody who, most people know. I mean, boys, it can happen. The register starts changing. That's where I lost you.
And so his voice started changing, and then I said to him, "Well, let's pick a bowl." And so the favorite bowl he had was it was the smallest of the bowls I had, and it was a citrine. So citrine really works on your personal power, your self-expression, courage, strength of will. And what happens with the crystal bowls, they're made of pure quartz, but the element or the alchemy that they're made of really gets amplified when the bowl is played. So he, without knowing, he picked the throat chakra, he picked a G that's a citrine, and we played that every day. And a week later, he stood up and he sang his concert. We lowered the keys of his songs, and it was beautiful. He stood up and he said, "My name is Dylan, and since 1 week I'm no longer a soprano." And everyone started laughing, and I watched him really totally grow in confidence and really succeed in a situation that could have been very embarrassing for a young person if the voice would crack or creak. And so after he passed away a few months and I really was not doing well, he had begun communicating with me through sound vibration. So on the night that he passed away, I walked down to the water here. We live near the ocean. And this huge shooting star car just shot across the sky. And it seemed to begin from my parents' home south of the airport and cross the LA Basin and land in the mountains. And I could hear his voice. Mom, 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 I made it. I'm home. I'm with God. Wow. And it was like, whoa. But I really heard this sound. And so it began as sound vibration, hearing the actual sound of his voice, that the communication began. And it took me on this journey that I've been on. And probably four months in, when I really wasn't doing well, he said to me, Mom, call the Bull Dudes. And I'm like, what? You know, we had this very deep and humorous relationship, and it was just insistent. Mom, call the Bull Dudes. We're going to be doing sound healing. And that's really what happened. I called the company and told them, you know, in my grief and my instability at the time. And that's how it began. I picked 11 bowls. I picked alchemies that I thought would be very connecting with him, like celestite, selenite, which is grounded white light. And I began playing the bowls when they arrived and processing my grief in a way that I had not been able to process it. And as I played this one bowl, which was the selenite, I felt him in the room. Like I really felt almost like a misty white substance in the room. And I began weeping in a way I'd never expressed the grief before, Kara. And I began to understand so much. And I would express with my voice and cry and play that bowl and play that bowl. And then I would get up and go to the bathroom and wash my face and look. I looked in the mirror, I remember the first time, and there was light in my eyes. So I began to understand that the sound was helping me to reach a level that I couldn't touch on my own. The sound became like a safe container, and emotion and feeling could really be safely expressed. And that was the beginning of the whole process with the alchemy singing bowls in the way that I'm working with them now.
I mean, how we know that as singers, it must have been not only devastating to, well, lose your son, but the way you share it is as if you're still closer than ever. So maybe that's the wrong word, but you were a performer, you are a performer, and I can imagine that when something like this happens, you basically, your tones are literally, it's we say in German, Kloß im Hals, right? You can't sing. Did you find, I mean, were you even able to make a tone in these months, or is it really the sound, the beautiful crystalline sound of the bowls, almost like a bridge to nurture and nourish your bones so that you would be strong enough again to sing?
I mean, it was interesting. I had 8 engagements. And, you know, in our profession, it's the old adage that the show must go on, but, you know, you never, ever think it's going to affect you in your life. But I kept the commitments, and one of them was I was singing a gala for Kobe Bryant, who's a big basketball star, and Dylan was supposed to be there with me. And it was like, no, I need to do it. I need to keep my commitment. And I did all the 8 engagements. And after that, I shut my mouth for 9 months and went on a healing journey. And so many things happened during that time. I took the bowls with me. I went to Indonesia, I went to Thailand, I ended up going to the Himalayas, and it was a journey of sound vibration, it was a journey of coming home to myself and establishing this connection with him that I really have learned that we truly are made of energy, and that energy gets compressed and compressed until it becomes human form, and everything in our body has a vibration. Every cell, every organ has a frequency. And when we are not in balance, when we are ill, or there is a dis-ease or a disharmony in our body, when we can bring sound vibration in and tune ourselves, we achieve wholeness and health. And that journey was so profound, and really recognizing that we are eternal beings and love is eternal. Yes, he's changed forms, but and of course, as a parent, you would wish your child here in the physical form and to watch them grow and have a life and become an adult. But I realized that he's helping me to create a bridge, heaven, earth, to create a bridge to this expression of that we are sound vibration, that we are eternal, and this is available to everyone at all times.
Mm-hmm. Is that you've experienced and lived and are here to share with everybody today at Voice Rising.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs, and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you so much. We are back here at Voice Rising. I am your host, Kara Johnson, and in studio with me today is Gerilyn Glass. Gerilyn, we were really speaking about that beautiful bridge that the crystal alchemy singing bowls allow us to have. And you've now gone from, I would say, the normal opera, Broadway musical work to integrate these beautiful singing bowls into your performances and your recordings. And you recorded an album for the holidays. It's called Holy Days. It's a gorgeous album that you did together with Dr. Sue Mortar. And yeah, I would like to play one of the songs that you sent me. Let me just make sure that I get this right. It's also this nurturing energy of the mother, Mary the Earth, Mary the nurturing presence within. Mary teaches us to nurture that tenderness. And there are some profound lyrics that were written by Mark Lowry. Did you know that your baby boy was what has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. So can you share with us a little bit more about this recording that we're going to hear from your album, Holy Days?
Yes, it was born out of a relationship with Dr. Mortar, Dr. Sue, and really about a couple of months after my son passed away, you know, we had traveled the world, and he was, because of being an opera singer, he traveled with me from mm-hmm. the time he was born. And and on our bucket list, we had seen many of the high places. He was also a ski racer. On our bucket list was Machu Picchu. And I knew after he passed that nothing would ever, ever be the same, and that I had to take a step in a direction that I just in the unknown and trust. Mm-hmm. And so I said to him, okay, Sonny, because we would have this daily conversation, we're going to go to Machu Picchu and tell me who we're going with. And I opened the computer and I Googled spiritual journeys to Machu Picchu, and Dr. Sue Mortar came up on the screen immediately. And I didn't know of her. I listened to her TED Talk and I asked him, I said, Dylan, but she's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed doctor from Indiana. Shouldn't we go with a shaman? Shouldn't we go with a native Quechua? And he was like, Mom, she is the shaman. And on that trip to Peru, she took his picture, this little picture that I had given her of him, and did a ceremony with him up on the top of Huayna Picchu, the high peak at Machu Picchu. And I was not strong enough to walk up there. And when they came down the mountain, she said to me, you've got to see this picture. And she's holding it, and there's a beam of light coming from his mouth to the heavens. And that was one of the first really strong signs. The picture is remarkable. Again, that we are made of sound, vibration, and light. And so I started to work with her, and everything in my life began to change. And I began to understand that there is a deeper purpose for his crossing so young. And that, as we talked about, that there is a bridge available at all times, heaven, earth, and that it's our purpose, one of our purposes in our life, to anchor that light, to anchor the light of consciousness that we are, to connect with our divinity. And so the album was born out of that desire to integrate meditations that are spoken words that Dr. Sue has in the album, to really connect us to the deeper meanings of traditional Christmas songs. So as you said, like Mary, did you know, to really touch that divine mother and that loving energy in combination with a song that many of us know, so that she brought a deeper meaning to traditional Christmas songs. And we scored everything with bowls, with crystal singing bowls and various instruments. And it's been a joy. So I actually just performed some of it last night in a beautiful church here in California.
Let's listen into it. Let's listen to Mary, Did You Know? And I also found that really profoundly beautiful to listen to the guided visualizations and meditations and then woven in with the songs. So here's a taste for our listeners, Geraldine Glass and Dr. Sue Mortar with Mary, Did You Know?
Mary, did you know? Did you know your baby boy would one day walk on water? Did you know your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. The birthing of our own consciousness, Mary, the earth. Mary, the nurturing presence within you. For as you nurture that pure baby with tenderness, the pure intellect, the pure consciousness itself, walking on water becomes what we do. For the physical world dissolves into liquid light and love. Every ancient text has referenced it around the world. Here, we soften the mind, become absorbed by the soul, and we begin to know the truth. For everything in the perceptive field melts into this aqueous, lighted, precious, holy solution. And from this, we rise. In this moment, we become anew. We are in a new world. That which we have given birth to, the thought, the innocent thought of I am, is discovered again, and we awaken here on earth as the divine. In this way, sight is given to the blind, storms are calmed in a moment. We walk where angels walk, because we are no longer a part of the outer world. We are here, in it, but not of it. And we know who we are. This tender, gentle, precious, loving child is the presence of God. As we access this vibration within, we are ready to merge. We cannot know ahead of time, but we can know beyond time. This is the Lord of all of creation, for this is the Creator. This conscious intelligence in the body, being nurtured and held and cultivated and stewarded by the mind, allows us to transcend. It is this innocence embodied that is the Lamb. And this tiny, precious child is the great I Am.
You're listening to Voice Rising. I'm your host, Cara Johnson, and with me in studio is Geraldine Glass, and that is a piece, Mary, Did You Know, off of her Holy Days album. Yeah, that piece and your work, it does, what was the line there? We can know beyond the time. We cannot know time. Is that correct? We cannot know time, but we can know beyond the time.
Yes, I mean, really, that there is no time or no time or space when you enter into the world of sound healing, vibrational medicine.
Right.
Yeah, the album was, so I sing each of the songs, and then Dr. Seuss speaks about the song. So that was Dr. Seuss' spoken word to the sung version of Mary, Did You Know? So there's
right,
both
exactly.
on the album, the sung version and the spoken version.
It must have been exactly. So you guys should go and get the personal copy of this album and also listen to the sung version of this track, because there you'll hear Geralyn's incredibly beautiful voice weaving through those crystal bowls. For you, even though you work as a singer, you also know that each and every one of us has a true, authentic voice, and that each of us is sound healers. It's something you're very passionate about. You're also teaching it more and more. What is for you important when you open up a voice to become a conduit or a channel between heaven and earth, earth and heaven?
Gosh, it's so beautiful to watch students or my clients, young and old, to land in that place where they are connected to their authentic voice, the sound of their soul, the sound of their true mm-hmm. voice, and to watch what happens in their own sound, how the sound vibration changes. And it's not necessarily so. Now when I'm training people with the crystal singing bowls, there's always exercises that involve toning or singing with them. And many people say, oh, I can't sing. And it's not about that. It's about allowing the vibrational frequency of your true soulful self to express itself. And I've watched lives, as you know, in your work, just change, transform, that people find the path they really want to be on. They land really anchored and rooted in their true purpose in life. And my own teacher, who taught me from the time I was 11, she's 97 years old, and she's still singing. We just, I just visited her, and we just sang a little song together. And it's amazing to me what her voice sounds like. There's no age in it. And it's like this spirit of light. When we connect and capture that and embody that, it's ageless. It's timeless. It's our true vibrational self.
And what's beautiful is when you were talking about choosing a bowl, I know that a lot of people, you know, they're so worried about how their voice sounds, but through these sound vibrations, I mean, also through humming and lip trills and all these wonderful things that people know if they've been studying voice, we can move the energy in the body and in the throat chakra. But what I understood is when somebody is, you know, in the room with you and might feel blocked, that they can intuitively then choose a frequency that might loosen a blockage that has been sitting there. And without a lot of analyzing, it can miraculously be freed.
Absolutely. That's exactly what happens. And, you know, people always say, how do I ever choose my bowl mate? You know, or how do I choose the right bowl? And it's just like relationships. You know, when you feel comfortable and good around somebody, and when you say, I don't like the vibe of that person, it's the same. It truly is. The bowls are like living beings. And I've experienced it now again and again in these past 4 years, especially, that the bowls will play different depending upon who's in the room and who's playing them. If we're working on just an exercise with someone's voice, and it's like they activate something inside you, perhaps frequencies that have been missing in your own expression in your own life. They activate those once again and bring them back online, so that you really become, you have this sense of feeling whole. And I've watched since the last trainings what is happening in people's lives and how light returns to their eyes in a new and anchored way. And it's such a joy. It's such a joy to experience someone fully in themselves and confident and free. And it's the sound really helps to make, again, like what I experienced with my grief, to make a container that holds us mm-hmm. in a place of safety, and suddenly you're free.
Yeah. It's like the banks of a river, but the river's then flowing freely again, right? So it's this this container to be held. You have this feeling that the bowls themselves can play differently or sound differently depending on who's in the room. And we also feel probably, I'm assuming, similar to a musical instrument, do people tend to work with a bowl for a certain period and then feel drawn to the next instrument or the next bowl, or that they feel like a bowl accompanies them, like a relationship for a certain amount of time, and after that they might be drawn to a different material?
I mean, usually people are picking a set, and we usually start with a set of three bowls, which is like a chord, and that chord mm-hmm. can be a major chord or a minor chord, and the bowls vary in terms of, they can be a frequency of 432, so they can be, music today, as you know, is tuned to 440. There uh-huh. are bowls that are lower, that are more tuned to the Baroque music, and we talk about 432 as being an earth-connected frequency. There's bowls that are 440, which is what we're using for music. And mm-hmm. there's bowls that tune to 528 hertz, which is a higher tune frequency, the frequency of unconditional love. So, and then, you know, you combine them in, I mean, it's so rich, Cara, and you combine them in certain keys. So some people pick bowls that end up being in the key of F, which is the key of the heart, or the key of mm-hmm. G, the key of the throat, or they pick the sharp notes, the five black notes on the piano mm-hmm. constitute
pentatonic
sound. Uh-huh. That in pentatonic, and it works with the endocrine system points. So I was just working with someone yesterday who, it was incredible to watch it, to watch and experience how someone chooses a bowl, or the bowl chooses you, and you begin to light up. It's sort of like, I always tease and say, I never met a bowl that I didn't like, because they all do something. And depending on what's happening within us, you know, if we have chronic pain, or if we have emotional trauma, or even things that are in the subconscious that we're not aware of, the bowl will help, the sound will help to align with that, and then either lift that or add missing frequencies or help that to melt. But it's a miraculous and joyous experience to watch somebody and experience somebody finding the resonance and the frequency that feels good to them, and then working with them and watching their voice just expand.
Right. Jerilyn, we're going to take a very, very short break again, and we're going to be back and talk more about transformational voice, the true voice, authentic voice, and sound healing, and the crystal alchemy singing bowls.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org, brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are back at Voice Rising. I'm your host, Cara Johnstad, and I have today in studio with me Geralyn Glass. Geralyn, we were talking a lot about the beauty of the tones of these crystal alchemy singing bowls and how they can, you were saying that even if it was one tone, they just affect us so profoundly. And I think a lot of people also don't realize the overtones that are also within these bowls, that you don't just have that single C or A or that one frequency, right? You have a multitude of rich frequencies within these bowls. That's just the Grundton, we'd say in German.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And like, so last night I did a performance with of the Christmas, some of the Christmas songs, and I'll play like three different Fs, and one of the Fs will be 440, one of the Fs will be closer to 432, and one of the Fs 528, and they make this kind of shimmer that is so beautiful, Cara. It's like a it's kind of like a binaural beat, which is the sound that we use to balance the right and left brain hemispheres. And there's so much possibility, and you never know. It's just like with humans. You never know, you know, what is really going to resonate with until I try it, until I put the bowls together. Some of them have, you know, a third or a fifth or a sixth or a second in their harmonics, and you don't know till you try them together how they blend, how they harmonize. And that's, there's something so magical in the combining of the different alchemies and the different tones and the different tunings. So it's a really rich, rich world of possibility for healing. You know, it helps really to take people in this place, again, beyond human touch or words or even medicines. It can take us beyond into this place, what we were talking earlier, that you really touch your true voice, your true sound, your true vibration.
Your true essence, huh? The essence of your soul, your soul frequency. We know that our cells, I mean, there's a lot of research on this, that every organ has a vibrational frequency, has a pulse. We know this from acupuncture. And more and more, we can understand that every being is also can be seen like a cell of the body of humanity, right? So, I mean, we have our own bodies that we're working on, our own cells and organs that we're tuning and getting in alignment so that we can be carriers of more and more light. But we can also see every single human being as a sound healer and as a conduit for this love and light force that we can link together. And what is your vision of... You do a lot of service for our world, Geralyn. I mean, you work also now more and more with cancer patients. You're also working with, I mean, just anyway, opening the voice. Like you said, it can bring people back to their own purpose, to their own
body of humanity. Yes. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, yes.
That, you know, if you really think of us as each of us a cell in the body of humanity, and when those cells are functioning in a healthy and whole manner, we have a healthy and harmony in our system. And that is the goal you can run from, or you can land in that and really make a life that gives you strength and use that. And yes, I mean, that's the vision. And I'm working now with two R&B stars, and they're both integrating crystal alchemy singing bowls in their music, and they're reaching millions of people. And it's really, really exciting, Cara, to think that this vibration and these frequencies can reach around the world, and that we can change some of our music from a more violent or aggressive expression to a music that really changes people at the cellular level, that's bringing peace in their system. You know, there's so much anger and dissent and separation, and there's something that happens with with the singing bowls and when we integrate it into music, that brings a unity that takes us back to a unity consciousness. And that is the goal, that, as you know, music being the universal language that crosses really all barriers, all religions, all races, all creeds, music is the pulse of humanity.
Beautiful. You gave a nice lead-in to a piece that I would love the people to hear also with your singing voice, and it's called Peace. And you've been working on an album. I believe it's not yet released. It's called Vibrance, and it's an album, with Grammy Award-winning pianist Lawrence Hobgood. Do you want to share a little bit more about Peace before we play it? We're going to try to get this song in before the end of the show.
Kara?
There's a place that I know where the sycamores grow and daffodils have their fun, where the cares of the day seem to slowly fade. Wisdom. Union of body, mind, spirit. Restore and replenish.
You're listening to Voice Rising. I am Kara Johnstadt, and you are listening to the voice of Geraldine Glass with a track off of her upcoming, soon-to-be-released album called Vibrance. And great advice there. Breathe. Breathe. Yeah, breathe. Janelyn, if you can, with all your years of experience working with the voice, working with all layers of voice, you hear this in your newest pieces from, I'm sure, writing out these thoughts, the inkling, the imagination, and then writing them and then speaking them, bringing them into spoken word form, and then taking that next level and adding a huge range of melody and pulse and rhythms in the vocal lines. If you can tell our listeners or share with them one little golden nugget about the voice and why it is such a beautiful journey, what might that be?
Oh, that's a great question. I guess really that the human voice is the purest expression of who we are. And it's like a thumbprint. It's a fingerprint. Everyone's voice is different. There is no voice, no two voices in this world that are the same. And to really feel comfortable to find that, discover it, expand it, express it, because without each of our own true expression of ourselves, we're missing a certain frequency or harmonic in our world. And it's, you know, so many people say, oh gosh, I can't sing, or I can't, you know, I have trouble expressing myself. And it's really when you accept and love the true essence, the beauty of your own sound, that's at the core of healing.
Yeah, and it might also not only be the core of healing, but of attracting exactly the things that you need, because if you don't show that, you know, if you don't express that frequency, then the resonance field can't happen. So it's when we express who we truly are that those missing pieces sometimes fall into place, and you have those divine synchronicities, or those crazy things that happen where you meet maybe the right person at the right time, or find the right book at the right moment that can help you. I know you're doing trainings out there. I know you're now doing trainings, I believe, for facilitators for the Singing Bowl circles. Do you have a homepage where people can discover where you are? You're all over the world, but where they can discover how to work with you and spend time with you?